One by one, I had watched them all die. First, my father. Then, my brothers Galen and Gary. Finally, my mother, a bitter and ravaged woman. In the end, there was just me, the youngest, and Frank, the oldest. Then, one day, when the pain of the family's history had become too much to bear, Frank simply walked into a shadow world and could not be uncovered, no matter how hard I sought him. Or maybe I just didn't seek hard enough. That was over a decade ago. In the time that followed, I believed I was no longer tied to the wreckage that had been my family spirit. And whatever devastations might come in my life, at least now they would be my own. I told myself I was finally alone, free to pursue my own family dream. One day, though, that dream dissolved into a nightmare. When that happened, I began to understand that I hadn't avoided my family's ruin after all. Indeed, it felt like our ruin might be endless, and that the only way to stop it might be to stop the legacy itself. And the only way to do that was to crack open its god-awful secrets, if I could find them. And so now I want to go back into my family, back into its stories, its myths, its memories, its inheritance. I want to climb back into the family story the same way I've always wanted to climb back into that dream about the house where we all grew up. Climb back in and find out what made the dreams go bad, and what made it destroy so many lives. It's as if the structure of my family's past has taken on the dimensions of a mystery for me. I want to see if, by examining our history, I can discover somewhere within it a key, an event that might explain what produced so much loss and violence. Maybe if I could discover some answers, I might be able to bargain my way out of any further loss. So back I go, afraid in part that I might never know the truth, afraid also that I might find too much. I know this much. We all paid for something that had happened long before we were born, something that we were not allowed to know. In the end, perhaps it will all remain a mystery that nobody may touch at the heart. The family I grew up in was not the same family my brothers grew up in. They grew up in a family that was on the road constantly, never in the same place longer than a couple of months at best. They grew up in a family where they watched the father beat the mother regularly, battering her face until it was a mortified blue knot. They grew up in a family where they were slapped and pummeled and belittled for paltry affronts. They grew up in a family where they had to unite in secret misadventures just to find common pleasures. In the family I grew up in, my brothers were as much a part of its construction as my parents. They were part of what I had to experience, to learn from. They were part of what I had to overcome and shun. They gave me something to aspire to, the chance to escape their fates. In fact, one of the ways my family best served me was by teaching me that I did not want to stay bound to its values and its debts or to its traditions. In any event, I grew up in a world so entirely different from that of my brothers, I may as well have grown up under another surname. Obviously, I should be thankful for those differences. But of course, things never work quite that smoothly. The misery of my brother's childhood is so distinct from the misery of my own childhood, it's almost impossible for me to feel delivered from their hell, any more than I feel saved from World War II merely because I didn't have to live through it.